Texas and the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will hopefully be joined in about an hour from now by Jim Condit. Jim is an expert in so many things, particularly the whole issue of culture and cultural decline and infiltration and controlled opposition. He has a number of things to say about what is going on specifically with the declension of culture in regard to what happened in the Roman Catholic Church in the late 1950s and early 1960s, and who and what was behind that, and so many other things that appear as headlines in our newspapers. That will hopefully transpire at 9 o'clock this morning and thereafter. We've been talking about a series of news stories today since we are dealing with the president's speech coming up tonight and what he hopes to accomplish in trying to sell, among other things, an Iraq policy that is simply disastrous in terms of its implications. People across the board, it seems to me, are recognizing that this is the case. People of goodwill, who are not serving as controlled flax for anyone, seem to be coalescing in their belief that this whole thing is an unmitigated disaster. Watch for what the president says tonight again in regard to Iraq, as well as what he doesn't say. It will be interesting to see if he does mention Iran in any of these movements in recent days that would suggest that militarily and otherwise we're beginning to put our ducks in a row for what would be a catastrophic and ill-advised military campaign against Iran. Also watch for what he says domestically. I am waiting to hear what specific things he wants to talk about in that regard. We're hearing about health care. We're hearing about education. We're hearing about crime and a series of other things that his advisors say will be a part of tonight's speech. When it comes to those things, I want you to zero in on something. How many of those proposals in the domestic area are considered to be conservative, as far as what that term used to mean, as far as the old American right goes? How many of these proposals are truly conservative? How many of them square with constitutional principles, and how many of them completely divert from that into an activist agenda that involves committing the federal government and all kinds of globalist institutions to things that are clearly forbidden by the Constitution of the United States, and that from a policy perspective are counterproductive and simply a continuation of the kinds of things that we saw with Roosevelt's New Deal, Kennedy's New Frontier, Johnson's Great Society, and so forth and so on. I'm predicting that what you'll hear tonight is not simply a completely unacceptable take on what is going on in the Middle East, but I suspect that what you'll also hear this evening is the same kind of statism, the same type of big government, the same type of borrowing plan, the same type of tax and spend plan that we have come to associate with both of the political parties in this country. And so coming into tonight, Mr. Bush is really going to have a very tough audience, it seems to me, as far as trying to sell his particular elixir of policy prescriptions, but simply from the vantage point of what it means to be an old right paleoconservative, I'm going to suggest that what you'll hear tonight has absolutely nothing to do with our agenda, and that is quite the contrary, an antithesis to the direction that the country should be going in. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Back. This is Mark Gadfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll hopefully be joined in about an hour from now by Jim Condit, who is, among many other things, a cultural expert dealing specifically with certain forces that have been involved in the infiltration of American culture, and particularly in recent decades. And that ought to be a fascinating conversation as we examine what is presently happening in our country and where we seem to be headed. And, of course, before the break, I was talking a little bit about Joshua Frank's post today entitled Hillary Clinton and the Israel Lobby. You can find it at antiwar.com. I suspect you'll also find it at Counterpunch this morning. I'll try to check that later in the show. Bob in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. You know, I had been thinking about calling in after Jim Condit was on the program, but then I thought maybe it would be a more peaceful resolution of the situation if I called prior to his arrival and just said to you what I thought after I heard Jim on Michael Collins Piper's program. And not that I want to bash the Catholic Church or Catholics in general. I was raised Catholic and was an altar boy and all of that stuff. did the Latin Mass, and I was there at the time that Jim talks about the change taking place in the church prior to the Second Vatican. And what I wanted to point out was that since Jim Condit believes that the church and the overthrow of it took place in 1958, I would argue that the church has been a fraud from day one. And it's like a sacred cow. Catholics don't want you to talk about it. And it's the same thing with the Israel lobby and the state of Israel. It's a sacred cow. Don't talk about it. It's like our government, a sacred cow. Don't talk about it. You know, and we all want to keep this pristine vision of something that has been adulterated. And when we, you know, I would equate it to, let's say, the best-looking jock in the high school that's riddled with socially transmitted disease. Here's a guy that all the girls want to call their boyfriend or end up having some kind of a relationship with, and as soon as they do, they realize that they've caught some disease. Well, all of these sacred cows that we have cause us to maintain a belief system based upon fraud. So, you know, I think every entity, every enterprise, every organization needs to stand on its own merit and not on some preconceived notion that was planted in our brain when we were 6 years old. You know, Martin Luther didn't start the Reformation in 1958. He was nailing his 93 arguments against the sale of indulgences and a variety of other things on the doors of the churches long before 1958.
Yeah, I think, 1517 to be exact.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a stretch to make an attempt to forgive the sins of the past of the Catholic Church. You know, and I think as history progresses and as more and more archaeological discoveries will indicate that Christianity went to Western Europe before it ever hit Italy. You know, Constantine didn't set up the Catholic Church until 325 A.D. And there were Christians that Paul was writing about that were in Rome prior to that. And when he wrote about Priscilla and Rufus Pudens, and Rufus Pudens was his brother or half-brother, and he was a Roman senator. So for the Catholic Church, you know, their claim has always been that this is the beginning right here. Peter came over here and set this up. Well, it's been a lie from day one. It'll never be anything but a lie. And this may be a little disappointing, but there have been lies that are subsidiary lies. And I would have to say the Lutheran Church is one of them.
Well, I'm a Lutheran pastor.
I know.
In many respects, I would agree with you. That may sound revolutionary, but
it is.
There are things that I can't say over the air that I have experienced with a number of institutional Lutheran synods, let's put it that way, that in my judgment have been absolutely demonic. And if you knew my whole life story and some of the things that I'm alluding to here in the air, and I would not be the first honest Lutheran pastor to tell you this, that there is a tremendous disconnect between much of what passes for Lutheranism in the institutional scene today and what is actually biblical and what actually has anything to do with the gospel or the kingdom of God as Jesus understood that. And to me, I think you're identifying something that is a very legitimate concept, and that is the extent to which any, for lack of a better term, we would call institutional religion, any institutional religious setting, it seems to me, is fraught with danger in terms of the potential that is there for overtly demonic and deceptive activity. And to me, when I look at so much of what goes on in my own denomination today, I'd be the first to tell you that I think your evaluation is a healthy one, because there are so many things that I am privy to that go back many, many, many years just in my own denominational setting that have have injured a lot of lives almost irreparably. There's a lot of cynicism that so many Lutheran pastors have that they don't reveal publicly about the nature of the things that I'm talking about. And certainly to the extent to which I would agree with some of your criticisms historically and theologically when it comes to the Roman Catholic institution, there's no doubt in my mind that the Lutheran Church is right behind them, and that when you in the institutional Lutheran Church, I'm not talking about the Bible-believing Lutheran that happens to be sitting in a pew somewhere on a Sunday morning, but and then you look at the other mainstream Protestant institutions in the United States. We could list probably 30 of them over the air, where I would suggest that similar types of things are going on. And your comments to me, I think, are well taken from the vantage point that if we are honest with ourselves, when we compare the things that Jesus has said about the kingdom of God and about his reasons for coming to the earth with a lot of what goes on in any of these institutional religious settings, there can, and most of the time there is, a terrible disconnect, a disconnect that is so bad that it has provoked an absolute crisis of confidence and crisis of faith among the people who have been involved, benevolently so, in these institutions. The upshot of that, however, is that I think when a person like yourself evaluates this thoughtfully and prayerfully, you've obviously got a tremendous intellect working because you've worked through some of these things for yourself, it becomes very, very clear that to the extent that this disconnect is there, we are called to be more faithful to Jesus every day of our lives as Christians, at the same time that we are also called upon to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves, according to what the Lord says in regard to these matters. Taking the Catholic Church, for example, is just one example. You've got all kinds of things that have been publicized in recent years that are clearly terrible, that have been replicated in many instances in other institutional forms of Christian expression as well, including the Lutheran, and that to the extent that that disconnect is there, it is a terrible shame. It's a blight. It's a blight on the record of those who have directly participated in these things. And again, the untold personal and psychological and spiritual damage that has been done to so many fine people who have been in the crosshairs of things in these settings that are not of God is clearly palpable. I don't know if that helps or not.
Well, it really does, because I've known a lot of young people. You know, I have kids. My daughter is like 31 now, but I've seen a lot of young people be so turned off by the church strictly from the blatant hypocrisy that exists, the backstabbing, backbiting, gossip, any number of things which are human traits that, you know, are going to show up anywhere. But when you go back through the history of priests in general, if you look at the history of priests, Mark, you'll see the history of murder and pedophilia and all kinds of weird stuff. And it's like they pay less attention to the scriptures that they proclaim than the people that they proclaim them to are supposed to. They come out and preach the scripture, and then they don't obey it. And, you know, the one thing that really turned my head around was Jesus' statement that you must worship God in spirit and in truth. And I am one of these people that doesn't believe God would be knocked off his heavenly throne because I had questions that I pursued. My pursuit is in honesty. And it's not I'm not trying to prove the Catholics wrong. I'd rather prove them right. I was one. But when I was 12 years old, I went with a friend of mine to his church because at my school they told us everybody else was going to hell.
Bob, stay on the line. I want to take this up with you when we return. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hopefully around 9 o'clock this morning, we're supposed to be joined by Jim Condit, who has a number of things to say about his perceptions of what has happened in both American culture generally and in the Roman Catholic Church specifically just since 1958. Also wanted to mention before I get back into my conversation with Bob on the air, as well as several other callers, that I have a show tomorrow that I think you'll want to listen to. Dilip Hero will be on from 7 to 8 a.m. He is the author of The Iranian Labyrinth, arguably one of the two finest books on the culture and history and political scene in Iran ever written in English. Hero has also written what most people acknowledge to be the definitive book on the conflict between Iran and Iraq between 1980 and 1988. That book is entitled The Longest War, The Iran-Iraq Military Conflict. And his new book, of course, is going to be chatted about a little bit tomorrow. That's entitled Blood of the Earth, The Battle for the World's Vanishing Oil Resources. That'll be Dilip Hero tomorrow between 7 and 8 a.m. at Mark Dankos America. And then Dr. Michael Chasadovsky is going to be with me from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. He is the director of something called the Institute for Research on Globalization. You can find his website at globalresearch.ca. You'll see many, many things there, which I think the folks who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network and who read American Free Press will enjoy encountering. So he'll be with me tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m. Back to my online conversations now. Bob, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just, you know, talking with you a little bit about some of this, it seems to me that throughout history, we are dealing with all kinds of instances of institutionalized political corruption. You know, this guy, Michael Chosadovsky, that I'm going to have on the show tomorrow between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning, has a story on his website, which I've reposted at Breaking All the Rules News, and it's entitled The Demonization of Muslims and the Conflict over the World's Oil Resources, or something to that effect. And he goes into a long history of the Crusades, not in terms of what was claimed to be the religious dimension of this conflict, but the way in which the so-called religious claims were being used to enshroud what was clearly a political and economic struggle that involved the world's resources and trade routes, and that involved a series of other things that had clearly nothing to do with what Jesus would describe as being a part of the kingdom of God. So whether you're looking at the Crusades, or you're looking at the current state of the Roman Catholic Church, or the current state of the Lutheran Church, or any of these institutional versions of Christianity, there is a very, very long, and I would argue very sordid history that is involved with all of these things. Go ahead.
Mark, it seems as if throughout history there's always been a concept presented to the general populace that was completely a falsehood, while those in the know were completing their mission, which was to extend their authority and their power out over the entire earth. And in my studies, you see certain trends or certain things that become habitual, just like when Bush went to the G8 conference a couple of years ago. He stopped by and kissed the Pope's ring on the way. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, that's what the nobles used to do to the serfs, make them kiss their ring and pledge fealty. And all throughout history, these variety of nation states, or like Babylon and Egypt, these great established nations, they rise and they fall, and the leadership disappears into the background, but they show up somewhere else, and it's the same set of rules reinstituted by the same descendants of these people. And I think that they, you know, they're able to keep their genealogical charts far better than we, the masses, have done. But I think they pass on certain knowledge of how to control the masses through the various agencies that they create, such as governments, churches, and they appoint their people to positions of authority, and then we accept their authority for no good reason.
Well, yeah, you know, you get into this, don't you, in terms of eschatology, and without getting into all of the different schools of interpretation that attend to the book of Revelation, and specifically to the 13th chapter of that book, when you start talking about the beast and the false prophet, it seems to me to be that we're on absolutely safe ground in saying that at a bare minimum, whoever and whatever this beast is that's being discussed in Revelation 13, and I've studied the interpretive schools, the existing ones on this, so I know how different listeners and callers will look at that chapter. But when I come back to this, I want to emphasize this one thing from it, because I think it underscores your point, and at some point we'll work other callers into the conversation as well. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Mark Dadkos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking about all kinds of news items today related to the president's speech tonight, which seems to be an expansion of this conflict coming from Iraq to Iran. The destabilization of Lebanon continues apace. If you look at CNN.com today and analyze the reports coming from CNN and the Associated Press, becomes very clear that a number of things are starting to unfold that suggest that your life and mine might be very different 1 year from today. So we'll keep an eye on this for you, and keep an eye as well on some of the individual stories that are coming forth in the responsible non-corporate news media that perhaps enable us to understand all of this a little bit better. Getting back to my conversation with Bob before we get involved with some other callers as well. Bob, getting back to Revelation chapter 13 for a minute, without getting into whether or not that text is futuristic or not, it seems to me that when you look at that text historically, you can make a case for the fact that the beast certainly is emblematic of a very corrupt and evil world, political and economic system that is under the control of the prince of this world, who's Satan. All of the different schools of thought within Christian eschatology would, I think, acknowledge that that's fact, at least according to their understanding of Revelation 13. Then you get into the so-called false prophet that is also mentioned in Revelation 13. Again, without getting into the great historicist futurist debate over the meaning of that chapter, at a bare minimum, the false prophet, whoever he may be, past, present, or future, is someone who lends a religious aura to the corrupt system headed up by the first beast. So, in essence, what you have is, at a bare minimum, in Revelation chapter 13, the description of a very evil world system that has the beast as its titular head, and that he in turn is assisted by a false prophet who lends some sort of religious aura or credence, false as it might be, to what the beast is trying to do. And it seems to me that from a historicist point of view in interpreting Revelation, you can make the argument that throughout history there have been world economic and political systems that were headed up at one time or another by a particularly evil person, as was the case just in one instance with the Roman Empire, where there was a religious aura or justification or enshroudment provided to that system. I believe that there's evidence of this throughout history. You can certainly point to the Roman Catholic Church in this regard. One can certainly point, let's take a look at institutional Lutheranism, for example. Where was it during the period of national socialism in Germany between 1933 and 1945? With the exception of Dietrich Bonhoeffer and a few others, it was pretty much at the beck and call of the existing state system at that time. If you look today at what's going on with the Israeli lobby, and what I believe is their lock, stock, and barrel ownership of so much of the American political and economic system, what do we see but leading lights in the so-called Christian right in the United States lending their support to a so-called religious or spiritual agenda for this that I would argue is in complete antithesis with the reality of what is embodied by these people. So from that vantage point, I think you're right on target. There are so many instances of this in history.
When you look at the circular tract that Babylonian Talmudism has taken, from Babylon to Jerusalem to Rome and back around up to the Khazarian nation that adopted it, you can see a 360, but it all revolves around money and trade
and power.
And power. Right. And the ability to control everybody in the environment. And the bottom line is, these people that want the power to rule don't want their faces exposed, so they fade into the background and they have some toady do the job for them. And, you know, when you stop and think about this deal with Iraq, it wasn't long after Bush made a statement that Jimmy or Billy Graham came out, and his kid too, his son, both of them making vehement remarks that we need to attack them. And they've turned this thing into a holy war and treated the Islamists as if they're Satanists, when in fact the Satanists are on the other side. And what we need to do is realize that the system that we live in, Mark, is the Babylonian system, and our participation in it is through socialist security. And all of us, you know, it's something we really need to think about. As long as we participate, we are supporting the system that is intent upon killing us. And we have to quit. We have to make up our minds to be men and stand up on our own two feet like men and tell them to shove it. You know, and I'll tell you, television program, Boston Legal, where the guy's representing his client who didn't pay her taxes, he gives the greatest argument for her doing what she did. She didn't want to be a participant in the murder. And that's the truth. I mean, when a man is forbidden his conscience, then he isn't free. The freedom comes from your quest for God, and your conscience is an intricate part of that. And if you're not allowed to maintain your conscience, then you are never to be free. And on that note, I'll let you take another caller.
Okay, thanks, Bob. And just in responding to what Bob was talking about there, when's the last time that any of the listeners remember in their individual churches, wherever you may go to church, where your pastor at some point, if not from the pulpit, then at least in an educational setting, a Sunday school class or whatever it happened to be, discussed some of the kinds of things that we discussed routinely on this show from a biblical perspective? I would suspect that not many of you have had that experience. There will be some notable exceptions to that, but by and large, there are certain types of things that most clergy today don't want to discuss. And why is that? Well, it tends to be too controversial, quote-unquote, for many of the personalities that occupy these pulpits. But more importantly, getting back to something that I think Bob was alluding to in his discussion of Social Security, you have the same set of quandaries that come up in regard to the 501c3 tax-exempt churches, which includes who knows what, 99.5% of them in the country. That guarantees, that system, I would argue, guarantees that there are certain types of things that in a more, using this term advisedly, a more prophetic time, that more folks involved in professional ministry would have been willing to discuss and to proclaim from the pulpit in regard to a particular biblical take on those things that is routinely never talked about anymore in most of these settings because of the fact that the church has, in so many instances in the United States, become an extension of the state. The tax lever, the threat of the loss of tax-exempt status, all other kinds of opprobriums that could accrue to an individual church and an individual ministry in a local community if they began taking a greater look at some of the things that we routinely talk about on this show. Most of you already know this, of course, but it becomes painfully obvious that this is part and parcel of the difficulty. Jeremiah, considering the things that he wrote in his very long tome in the Old Testament, when's the last time that you heard anyone speaking about some of the subjects that he speaks about and telling the truth to power from a religious perspective? Not too much of that anymore, and I would argue it's precisely because of the fact that you have a relationship between the secular state and the so-called system of the beast on the one hand, and the so-called religious spokesmen who act as false prophets on the other, leading up to the ultimate fruition of this at the end of history in terms of what the New Testament clearly indicates will be a time of deception, a time of delusion, a time when people will not want sound teaching but will believe a lie, and when you have increasing support for things that appear to be of God at one level. But then when we look at Paul's admonitions in one of his letters to the Corinthians, where he describes Satan as one who operates under the guise of disguise as an angel of light, it becomes increasingly clear that in this age of deception, we are called to be discerning people. And when you discern the truth, it seems that you then have to act on the truth, and therein lies the tale of the tape. If the kinds of things that Bob is suggesting today have any validity, and I'm suggesting that many of them do, it requires us to then act out on what has been shown to us, and that requires a level of sacrifice and risk that not too many folks in our decadent contemporary American church culture are willing to assume. It's a very sad thing. But let's face it, the institutional church in this country at the beginning of the 21st century bears very little resemblance to its first century counterpart. Melissa in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Melissa.
Good morning.
Hi.
First, just as an aside, the last time I called in and we discussed eschatology, thank you so much for acknowledging my position and actually validating it as a valid one.
It clearly is.
I know, and see, it makes me feel good to know that somebody doesn't think I'm nuts for believing what I see that the Word says.
Well, you know, just to emphasize, Melissa, what we were talking about the other day, you were telling the listeners that you believe in you have a futuristic view of Daniel chapter 9 in terms of the 70th week. You believe the church, if I understand it correctly, will be raptured or taken off the earth prior to the beginning of the 70th week.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also say that, unlike many of the people who hold that position, that the modern Zionist state of Israel is not the Israel of God, and that the whole question of end times deception may be linked up to the fact that so many people believe that. Isn't that what you were kind of saying the other day?
Exactly, and don't water it down. I actually say that the Zionist state of Israel, the nation state that is there now, that has usurped that land, is an abomination unto God. So just to get me higher up on that list of who gets picked up when, that's what I see in the Word. Now, the reason I called, John McCain, you were talking about him.
Yes.
10 years ago when I first, 10 or 11 years ago when I first realized what was going on around me in this horrible, confusing world that we live in, I remember hearing someone talk about POWs, John McCain being one, and he was labeled by his other POWs that were in the same camp that he was as Songbird McCain because he collaborated with the enemy and was given special favors and was not treated nearly as badly as the other POWs where he was being housed. He walked around freely a lot of the time in that camp, and he was a traitor. So
I've heard a lot about this in the last however many years. I haven't researched it real recently.
Well, I wish somebody would bring it up because this man, I mean, riding on the fact that he is a hero and a POW, oh my, that is just grotesque. He really, you know, it to see what he really was and to see what he proclaims now is just sickening. People need to know.
Well, you know, it's something that puts a bug in my ear to look more into that history because I remember those allegations from about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
kind of put it in the mental file cabinet at the time, did not delve into it deeply at that point, but it's certainly something that is legitimate to revisit as far as some of the individual sources are concerned who were there at the time who made those kinds of statements.
Let me interject here because
sure.
When I was talking with Chris when I first called in, that runs the board there at RBN, he said, yeah, Chris Gerner did a whole interview with, or printed the interview with one of the POWs that witnessed John McCain's behavior. So if Chris Gerner's website is still up, it would be American Exposé, America with a K, AmericanExposé.com. And that would be a good place to, or just type in Songbird McCain, and I bet you'd find something. So
okay, I will sure look into that because you know McCain clearly is a major figure emerging among the establishment political figures in the United States, who is beating the drumbeats for a wider war. No question about it. One of the interesting things to me, and it may be total coincidence, is that Admiral William J. Fallon, who was the commander-in-chief in the Pacific, the so-called SINCPAC, who has now been sent to take over CENTCOM, first time a Navy admiral has held the CENTCOM command. It has always been staffed by an Army general before. Paul Craig Roberts and Pat Buchanan and others have made a lot of this, and the fact that Fallon is a neoconservative. He has a lot of ties to the Israeli lobby. According to Paul Craig Roberts, he's shown up at a couple of IPAC gatherings. You've got a situation where, fascinatingly enough, it was John McCain's father who, going back to a period of time leading up to September the 1st, 1972, when he retired, who was SyncPAC at that juncture during the Vietnam War. So it's curious that we're talking about McCain in regard to what did or didn't transpire in these POW camps a generation ago. We're also speaking about the fact that McCain's father was the commander-in-chief of all forces in the Pacific during the relevant time in question. And now, all these years later, we have McCain quite clearly, according to the Jewish Daily Forward, getting involved very deeply with the Israeli lobby politically and economically, at the same time that one of his father's successors as SyncPAC chief in the Pacific suddenly enters this whole situation in administering a circumstance with CENTCOM that may lead to a wider war with Iran. I don't know what it means, but it's all very suggestive, and I'll take another look at it when we return.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, covering a number of news stories today in preparation for the President's State of the Union speech tonight. Again, it's going to be important to look at what he says as well as what he doesn't say, both in regard to Iraq and Iran, as well as some of these domestic issues as well. Melissa had indicated, the last caller, that there was some interesting stuff on John McCain, which now jars my memory, in regard to allegations made about McCain and his days as a POW. There is a website that has been put up on my board here that is well worth your time to read. I'll try to get to it later in the day and posting it at Breaking All the Rules News, because the URL is a relatively long one. But the description of this URL says, quote, "What is the real story behind his days as a POW, meaning John McCain? The U.S. Veteran Dispatch had an article in June of 1996 entitled, quote, POW Songbird McCain, wrongly described as a hero, unquote. It recounted numerous instances where John McCain violated the military code of conduct, which specifically orders American personnel to give the enemy no information other than name, rank, serial number, and date of birth. It requires that they accept no favors from the enemy and to make no written or oral statement disloyal to the United States." This website comes from nomvets.com. It's a very lengthy URL here for that website, and I'll try to get it posted later at Breaking All the Rules News, so that you can have easy accessibility to it. It's also been suggested to me during the break that it would be appropriate to search out on the Google the connection between John McCain and the events of the USS Forrestal. Put in McCain plus USS Forrestal in your Google search engine, and a number of things are quite likely to emerge. I'll try to take a look at that later in the day and maybe cover some of this in conversation in coming days, particularly as it relates to the fact now that he is so clearly a front person for the neoconservatives and for the Israeli lobby in regard to beating the drumbeats for war in the Middle East. And again, all you have to look is, you need look no farther than Jennifer Siegel's post at the Jewish Daily Forward of January 5th about John McCain and the amount of Jewish money that he is consciously attracting to his presidential efforts, to see that there is a real link between money trails and political behavior in the public forum. More about John McCain a little bit later on, but keep an eye on that. I have several other callers that I want to take, but I also want to mention that it's at this point in the show that we'll have some frequent commercial breaks in the next few minutes and then a much larger period of time for conversation. Wanted to tell you that you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at rbnlive.com or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. I will be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned and stay on the line.
Friends of freedom and liberty, our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.